Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And here's this story again, making news once again. New economic study says that middle age is a miserable time of life at its worst just a few months after turning 47. This is that U-shaped happiness curve that we've talked about before.
Right.
This study out of Dartmouth College studied
that's probably pretty good. That's a good
bad.
It's good Ivy League school.
Yeah, that's one of the good ones.
Not Yale.
They studied people in 132 countries. Measured the relationship between well-being and age. They figured that the lifetimes of people in all countries have what they call the U-shaped happiness curve that bottoms out in all countries at about 47.2 years of age.
That doesn't apply to the penis, by the way, the U-shaped happiness curve. We're not applying. That's not happy.
Go to the doctor.
What if it curves left or right?
Go to the doctor.
So,
something like that.
Two months after turning 47 is your worst time in your life.
Yeah.
So if you're below 47 and you're bummed out now,
it only gets worse.
It only gets worse.
That's what this is
not
right,
good. Yeah. I should start digging a grave if I got to go any lower than this.
No, because it gets better after that.
Yeah, but you got to make it there.
Yeah, but I still have a decade of just downward.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
47 years and 3 months is the bottom?
Yeah.
That's the least happy you will be
in your whole life. Right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
That's the bottom of the
U. I totally can see that. And I think that my explanation for that would be, when you're in your 20s and 30s, you think you're rocking it. I'm not talking about careers. I'm talking about your life in general. And you start bumming out because you're not 30 anymore. You're 40. And then you realize, 40's in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
And you think 50 and 60 is horrible. And once you hit 47 and a half, you go, hey, I'm glad that's over with.
It'll be 50 pretty soon. And then you start contemplating your own mortality.
And you start letting things go.
Yeah.
That's what people I know that are over that age.
You probably start losing grandparents or parents about that.
Oh, your grandparents are going to die, right?
Yeah, your grandparents may already be gone by the time you're 47. They were in my case.
But I also think I'm talking about your person. I realize that all affects your happiness. I'm talking about you stop giving a crap around your mid-40s about that stuff. Too cool for the room. I'm the stud. I'm the man. I'm talking about men in general because I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like to be a woman with a puss. Answer that. and this is my analogy of what might be part of this. I don't. Does it describe why? Because you do stop giving about a little bit about crap.
Well, it has to do with kids in the house and then not in the house.
Right, yeah.
Moving on, having more money available to you after the kids are gone.
There's a lot of different things. Yeah.
So this study would say at 47
like
years
the others.
And 3 months of age, that's when you have your actual midlife crisis.
No.
That's when you
that's
start
just
the uptick.
When you're most unhappy.
Unhappy.
Now,
you
may turn your unhappiness into a crisis.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that that's what this study says.
Yeah. I don't think I've had my midlife crisis. Or maybe I was just unaware.
Yeah, maybe you did have it, or maybe it's not a thing, or maybe it's not in midlife.
Or maybe it's just not a crisis. Maybe it's just a feeling you had for a little bit, and that's over. Listen, man, if you got your health, I hate to say that, but if you got that going for you, look up. Because you just read, pick up the obits from your local rag and check it out. And there are people of all ages that ain't with us anymore. So cheer up.
Yeah.
It only gets worse till you're 47.
I say be grateful if you got your tibial plateau. if you have two of them.
What happened? Right.
Well, yeah, this is morbid, but there could be a 15-year-old kid having a bad day right now, doesn't realize that, that's the midlife crisis.
That's true.
Yeah, but that 15-year-old kid needs to know, for the next 32 years. It's going to get worse.
Yeah. No, it's good. I think they bottom out then.
Yeah, when does the downward...
When does it start going down? When does it start going down?
At birth.
That's what I thought. It looked like it's a U shape.
It's a U. Yeah, it's a U.
School, work,
I would guess at the very most, like right after high school. Right after high school, the curve's got to start to dip down.
The curve, it gets worse every day.
Yeah, but that would make it a V.
I don't think it's a direct curve. I think there's 40. Yeah.
Life's fine until you have to get out on your own and start paying your own bills.
Yeah, you're right.
No. It's not a V. It's a U because there's a lot of years there that are toward the bottom.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it like a bathtub?
Yeah, it's not just a peak.
Or a tall U.
Yes.
I think it's a bathtub.
Yeah.
No. It's a tall U.
It feels like I'm spending a lot of time at the bottom.
Well, you're right there now. You're heading towards the bottom. Yeah, you're heading down to that bottom.
You haven't hit it yet, Nick.
No.
Yeah, in the U, there's a lot in that bottom part of the U that is towards the bottom. It's not like the V that he says where all of a sudden you're at the bottom and then suddenly you're jumping back up again.
No, it's a slow burn.
You are wallowing in the bottom for several years.
Until you start to come up out of it.
Right.
Wow, you're really selling this,
everybody's,
Craig.
Everybody's totally different, too. But
some people wallow for longer than others.
Well, this does make me feel better. I'm not looking forward to the years and years of years of unhappiness at the bottom of the U.
No, but... you'll peek out.
Then it gets better.
You got good company.
Yeah.
People that are more miserable than you, perhaps.
I'm looking forward a few years and going, wow.
It gets worse.
Here's an email. Real name Jim. I was 47 years, 6 months when I left my narcissistic now ex-wife. Life has been so much better.
There you go.
There you go.
Yep.
So that means you're saying that all guys that are bummed out have to leave their wives?
Well, she's narcissistic.
Oh, did we give you the 2-day boner update?
No.
Let's see. That's another update.
I need a sound effect for that.
Yeah. Well, not much to report. It just finally went away on its own. I didn't go to the doctor at the time because I couldn't afford it, and I'm a dumbass. I have no idea what caused it or made it go away, and I would never, ever blame vodka.
Good.
Now the goose is on the table.
Oh, yeah.
Goose is going to be vodka now, too, by the way, so sorry.
Oh, it all started in the morning. I would call in, but I don't want to...
hear my boner?
Have my voice recognized and... Everyone label me as boner boy forever.
No,
you don't need that.
Yeah,
you don't
your
want
friends
that.
Wouldn't do that at all to you.
No.
Best friends probably know that happened to you, your best friends.
If you didn't go to the doctor, wouldn't you always wonder what caused that?
I would go to the doctor. I realize money is an issue, but, I'd rather find out why I'm chubbing for four straight days.
It was only 2 days, right. And they tell you to go to the doctor after...
Four hours.
Yeah, you go to the emergency room and let the taxpayers foot the bill. That's the way we do it. That's how we do it in America.
Can you imagine the fear the very next time it happened? Like, is this going to be another 2 days?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the guy's avoiding any sexual thoughts for a long time.
Be a little gunshot.
Right.
He's just pressing it down all the time. Yeah, like, no boobs. Yeah.
Wow.
I get that clip and combined with the one from yesterday, and you're starting to sound like your dad.
It's my wife's biggest fear.
Your dad was gay the whole time.
Yeah, she thinks it's hereditary, though.
She knows that's not true.
Well,
right?
Yeah, but I think in the back of her mind, she's still...
that and she knows you.
Right?
Yeah, it might be more personal experience that leads her to this conclusion.
Yeah, right. All those things you're asking her to do.
Yeah.
Right.
That could be it.
Does jean jacket look good on me, honey?
I don't pick on the jean jacket. Straight guys wear jean jackets all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, so do gay dads.
Yeah, it transcends a lot of demographics.
It does, always has.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Boy, there's something that makes you feel uncomfortable. I know Todd is always asking about Southwest Airlines. Government report says Southwest Airlines flew millions of people on jets with unconfirmed maintenance records.
That's
Transportation
not cool.
Department.
No.
Transportation Department report claims Southwest pilots flew more than 17 million passengers on jets with unconfirmed maintenance over the course of roughly 2 years, and the FAA hasn't done enough about it.
Have they fixed it?
The FAA hasn't done enough about it.
But once it makes the public news, do they fix it?
Well, it's just making news. So now they're just going to have to start to fix it now. In some cases, the report claims the FAA's overall approach served to, quote, justify continued noncompliance with safety regulations. They found that FAA managers in a Dallas office that oversees Southwest routinely allowed the airline to fly jets with unresolved safety concerns. Ah, you're fine. Go ahead.
I'm always curious, and since one of our really good friends now is a pilot for a major airline, not Southwest, is it the rest of us lay people that just fly everywhere because we can't walk, bitches?
Right.
The persons that I think probably pay attention to most are these guys that fly these things. This is every day of their lives for 20, 30 years, how long they become a professional pilot.
They would know best, I would think.
And Michael can text us on this at least. I know they do that walk around. I've seen them do that. One guy always walks around just to look at things. And they
kick
know what,
the tires.
And they know what they're looking at. We don't. Are they convinced every day that this thing has been is ready to go? Or I know they don't think about it because I've talked to him personally before this. I said, you drive to work, you're just driving to work, right? He goes, yeah. I said, well, that's good. We don't want you being nervous like the rest of us are. I said, yeah. But I want to know if when you turn the engine on, boom, 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 whatever, with your key, do you know everything's cool?
Do they have a key?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying.
My car doesn't have a key to put in the ignition anymore, Nick.
Yeah, but these planes are a hell of a lot older than that.
Yeah, maybe.
That's true. No.
Maybe.
You're right. You're right, Craig.
I've never seen the pilots lost the key. Hang on. I don't know.
There's got to be some kind of ignition.
Probably.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a small delay. My wife's going to bring me the other set of keys in.
I left them at home. Yeah.
There's an old Stephen Wright joke about
punch
it.
Punching a code.
Now, when they hear these stories, I always wanted to know if they just brush them off. Like, no, they're fine. We get it. Because it was a month later, it should have been a month earlier. Are they brushing this off? Or are they worried about it? Now, I know the pilots are obviously worried about the 737, the MAX.
The Super MAX.
Yeah, because that went down. So, of course, they
twice.
Right, right.
No, they say that office that oversees Southwest routinely allowed the airline to fly jets with unresolved safety concerns.
That might be the reason they back out quicker. They do back out quicker than any airline I've ever been on because they're always on time.
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
Gotta go.
You sit down, they back out.
Hey, we got somebody coming over to check this out.
Well, with weather not on time. With weather not on time, I get that.
He better hurry. We're leaving.
Yeah, you're right. We don't have time to wait for that guy. We're backing out.
All right, we got Jeff here. He's an airport worker.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Gas man.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Fuel airplanes for 15-plus years, private and airliners.
Okay.
Pilots do a great walk around the aircraft. All they can do is go off what other pilots say, like airliners. If there's an issue, they get it taken care of.
Got it.
What are they looking for?
Anything that's not, if it's hanging loose, everything's got to be tight, connected, anything dripping, they get the mechanics out there to get it taken care of.
Okay. So because they're about to get on that plane, so it's their life too. I get it. And they care about other. And
you're right.
Right, right, yeah. All right. So
is there anything dangerous?
You're right.
Is there anything dangerous about your job?
The weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would
yeah,
suck.
Yeah. And the gas tanks are in front of the engine, right?
They're in the belly and in the wings.
So what do they tell you? I always wanted this because I never knew. What do they tell you about walking behind a jet engine?
No, I don't think you want to.
It's loud. It's
front
hot.
Of it.
No, you can't.
You don't want to walk in front of it.
Well, which one can't you get in front of?
The big, great big ones, 777s, 747s.
Yeah.
You can walk a little bit in front of the aircraft of the smaller jets.
Yeah.
You won't get sucked in.
Okay. That's nice to hear.
Yeah. But be careful with
but
the big
you got to be alert.
Yeah. Have you been hung over at your job?
That's a yes.
Say not in 14 years.
Oh, you said your first name. Just say no. Just say no. Don't worry about it. I get it.
No.
Okay. All right. So,
are you aware of people who have been?
Oh yeah.
So now, what's your question,
by the
Tyler?
Way, my other question is this, because I know airlines only keep enough fuel in there for distances. So you don't just top it off every time, do you?
No, we do not. Yeah. There's a specific fuel order they give us, and we have to give them that specific order.
Oh, that means you got to pay attention, obviously, what you do, right?
So correct. Just puts 10
correct.
On.
You,
oh, yeah. Give me 10 on 7.
Do you like the gig? Are you at Epley here in town?
Yes, I do love it. You know, you don't know who you meet till they get off the aircraft, and you get to meet some famous people.
Oh, that's
sometimes.
Cool. Yeah. That's cool. All right.
So you don't work for a specific airline. You work for the airport authority?
Correct. I work for a private airline, a private firm that fuels aircraft.
Aircraft. Okay. Well, thanks for the information. Appreciate that, man.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, you're welcome, guys. Right.
We'll wave at you next time. I don't know which one you are, but I'll wave at the gas guy.
He'll be the one waving back.
With one finger.
So I'm looking at the Southwest Airlines passenger drinking policy, and
this is the concern.
This is always a concern.
Nowhere does it state at 1 per hour.
Now you're flying Southwest again in February, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're still worried about this. You got to get in that plane hammered already, just to, in case they screw you over again.
Well, I'm just gonna start bringing my own.
Yeah, just bring your little shooters.
Yeah.
Pilot checking in on the email.
What'd he say?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we wouldn't push the airplane back and take off if something serious was broken. Southwest, that story Greg just did. Sounds like a paperwork issue. The walk around is important, and Tyler said perfectly, my ass on that plane, too. And I'm not going to go if it's not safe.
All right.
So if the engine doesn't start up right away, you don't just try to punch it?
Does he have a key?
I don't know the answer to that.
Mike, get back to us. Do you have a key?
How they ignite.
And does your wife have the extra set?
Yeah, is it a key or a code you punch in to fire up the
engine? I saw him one day. I saw him. We were both walking in the airport together here in town. He was showing up for a flight. I was showing up to pick up my dad. And as he reaching for his pocket, so, damn it, I had to go back to the car. Forgot the key.
There's a Colorado fertility doctor being sued.
Oh, for using his own sauce?
For using his own sauce.
There you go. Man. You can finish these stories half the time.
Mm-hmm. To impregnate several women's.
What is semen?
How do you guys think they're not going to get caught? Especially with all these DNA tests.
I know.
Oh, you're going to love this one. And it's okay, he says. It's okay, and here's why. This is beautiful.
Because he's got superior genes?
No.
Okay.
No. As many as 6 families filed a lawsuit alleging negligence and fraud against Dr. Paul Jones for using his own in several successful artificial insemination procedures from 75 to 89.
No. Oh, my. The kids are old now.
Yeah. The families discovered that he was the biological father through commercial DNA databases. You know, they did the mouth swab and then they put it into the database. And, oh, you've got a cousin over here. You've got a sister over here. You know, that bit.
Yeah.
He could be my dad.
And he did that before 23andMe came out, right?
Yeah.
Now it's
he
so
had no
easy.
Idea that no, was
starting in 1975. He did this for 14 years.
They'll never figure this out.
Yeah.
I'm your dad.
Who's your daddy?
They found that they're all related to each other as half siblings. And so they started to suspect Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones.
Thank you. I thought I'd heard that somewhere before. Wait a minute. Where have I heard Dr. Jones?
Jones. Thank you. You be the little Asian boy. Go ahead.
Dr. Jones.
There you go.
That's what. So they started to figure out that Dr. Jones may have secretly inseminated the mothers with his sperm. Now, according to his attorney's official reply.
Great. I love that attorneys have to defend anything and they got to say stupid stuff.
The women,
this is stupid, right?
The women do not have a legal complaint. And here is why.
Well, they chose other sperm, didn't they? Sperm banks choose other sperm. They choose the people they want, right?
No, not in this case.
Okay.
Oh, I thought
apparently in this case they requested artificial insemination from an anonymous donor.
Just random son of a bitch.
And he says that's what he was.
Yeah, but there's got to be something in the rules.
As far as they knew, I was anonymous.
Even
they didn't know it was me. So to them, I was anonymous.
But even back then, the rules had to say the doctor can't be the guy, right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Okay.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Yeah.
That's exactly how they worded it too.
Right.
Now, and they also say that the statute of limitations has expired, so it's okay if, everything's fine, nothing to see here, move on.
Is he still doctoring or is he retired?
I doubt it.
All right.
I don't know. But the attorney for the families said no, anonymity has to benefit both parties, with the mother, the biological father, and any children conceived, all unaware of who the biological father is. And since he knew he was the biological father, then not everyone was anonymous.
Do, 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 do.
That's so creepy.
It is. Because there's weird motives to that guy. It's like, yeah, this, yeah. He's like, he wants to see kid. You know, it's just, the motive is weird, I think. It's like the guy wants to see what that kid looks like. And
sure.
It's mine, but I don't have to worry about it. It's just a weird. It's a weird thing. And,
yes.
And it's
yeah.
It's
I want to have a baby, but yeah. I don't want any responsibilities.
Right, right.
Well, yeah.
You've said that before.
Said, yeah. He didn't say the first part.
No.
He
said the second part.
No.
If Todd did say the second part.
I didn't say the first part, no.
I'm on your side here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You did not want a baby.
That's important to point out.
Never.
I never wanted a baby.
He's right about that.
Yeah.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.